Birdie and I. Birdie, where are you going, dear, in such haste? Grapes are purpling far and near. Stop and taste. Apples are reddening on the bough. Warm winds blow. Never was world so pleasant as now. Why will you go? Who has been filling your feathery head with such dismay that you, your tail, and your wings outspread, you hurry away? Surely if we big folks and wise see no cause to flee from these blue and sunny skies, you might pause, pause for a little while, and see 'tis autumn yet. Winter is old and blind, and he may forget. Just for a moment Birdie stops, winks his eye like a shining bead, and nearer hops to make reply. Winter forget indeed, not he. Any linnet would laugh at the foolish hope and see nothing in it. Could you but see my nest safe swung in a great fan palm, with perfumed flower cups overhung with their breath of ball. Great gold oranges growing close by, ripen at will, single hop from my nest, and I can use my bill. Do you think, when I can see such sweet sights and shapes, I am likely to linger here and eat your sour grapes? To see the roses grow pale and die, and ice and snow fill the nest we built so lovingly a while ago? Winter will come, yet stay, if so to you best seems, we birds are but small, but well we know what comfort means. A flick, a whir, he is off, he is gone, lost in the sky, and I shiver and think, how sad I have grown, too big to fly.